thinking positively can be learned. Dr. Fredrickson at the University of North Carolina found that 6 weeks, just 6 weeks, of focusing on compassion and kindness actually changes the brain's pathways to more easily go towards positive than negative and improves the nerves that control heart rate. If you want to be more positive, focus on doing good things for people. Good little things like pause your driving for someone to get into your lane. Help someone lift their luggage into the overhead rack. Acts of kindness you make for anyone, regardless of whether you know them, improve your positive outlook. Try acts of kindness towards yourself in which you stop picking apart your flaws and try to accept yourself. Often in therapy, I find myself telling someone that the key to their unhappiness is not to change who they are, which we can't do anyway, but to accept who they are. Okay, you're highly sensitive. Now, how do you live with that? You're messy. What's the workaround? You're happiest in a relationship rather than alone. You're a procrastinator and leave things to the last minute. Focus on what's good about your personality and find ways to work with and around the parts you don't like. You can help yourself become more positive by developing your relationships. Spend time with the people with whom you're close. Reach out to your friends, even if they don't return your calls. Keep after them until you find a way to connect. Watch you don't just tell them about yourself, but make time to listen to what's happening in their lives. Offer help. Make that hospital visit. Watch their house when they're out of town. Learning something new lifts your outlook to positive. It can be a big thing like learning a new sport or a little thing like reading a book or learning a game. Getting your mind to work outside its usual box stimulates more optimism. Practice resilience rather than allowing yourself to slip into overwhelm and stay stuck in response to loss or trauma. It's a choice to push yourself to be more positive and reap the benefits. How hard is it to be kind, accept yourself, invest in relationships, learn something, try to be resilient? I know, it's hard, but it's worth it. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.